Okay. I'd like to call to order the Daniel Town Council meeting for Monday, 22nd at 6 p.m. It's an electronic meeting, and we'll do a roll call for all those that are in attendance. I believe we only have one person online. John, if you'd like to state your name.
John Golowski, here.
Chip Turner, here.
Eric Bunker, here.
Harry Snyder, here.
Ryan Taylor.
Shelly Walker, here.
And that looks like it. Item number one, does anyone have any comment that might want to bring up at this time before we move on to agenda items? If not, okay. Item number two, before we go to approval, I would like to just talk a little bit about our resolution that we came here to meet tonight. After looking at the map this afternoon and getting prepared, I saw some areas that I felt comfortable with and some other areas I wasn't quite as comfortable with. Only stating that in past I have had communications where people see that and just assume and don't finish reading how this might lead them or make them think it could be commercial when in fact it's not. It's a zone set up by the state and has a certain criteria and I wonder how the council might be able to maybe put something out there more so than that's there that we could help somebody realize that this is not a zoning map that shows commercial even though it says it all over the place. I guess that'd be one of my questions about that, but I feel comfortable with most of the zoning areas and may like to bring it up in the past and maybe shorten or shrink some of these areas or put a different area out, but I don't know the particulars at this point to do that. John, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Eric, any comment?
I don't know what else we can tell them that's not on the back of that sheet on the zoning thing. I mean, it pretty much tells you exactly what it is. The enterprise zone, it's not necessarily commercial. It's definitely a tax credit. And it's just for economic development. So.
I would agree. It's just, I guess, I don't know if there could be a heading on top of the enterprise zone on this map that says, I don't know, just another statement on this maybe. I do clearly understand that if they read through it, they would not get that assumption.
Yeah, and on our page, when you download that, you get the map and then that's the next page. It has all the description. But I think the attorneys turned that on us to try and, the people that are trying to get a zone change. Yeah.
Well, my question, can we call it something else, but the state calls it the enterprise zone, so we can't call it the enterprise area or the enterprise, you know, we have to use the word zone, which is confusing.
I have a suggestion. When you put the enterprise zone right underneath it, we need to say this does not necessarily mean this is commercial or industrial. That is a different, you know, something to that effect. This is not necessarily commercial or industrial. It's an enterprise zone that the state set up, and that, you know, to whatever that alludes to.
I mean, it's kind of hard to defend after you maybe when you do flip it over after you print it out. I mean, it is pretty clear.
It is.
I guess it's just not clear on that front page.
Maybe we should put Utah code 92401 on the front page at the bottom of there so they can look that up, state code, and see what it is.
That might be an addition. Yeah. I mean, that would sound logical to me to say if you read this and this code's right next to it, you might want to read that if you don't want to flip the paper over.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to spend a lot of money with it.
That's a mitigation way right there. That seems logical and simple to me.
That right on the front so that they know there's a code, the state code that applies to that zoning of the enterprise zone.
Would it be too complicated if we put the zone, our land use zoning map, and then like hatched over that so that it was on the same map that showed that you were in the RA5 zone? I mean, part of me says that would help. Part of me says putting that and the land use zone would really screw people up.
Yeah.
But I mean, part of me is like, see, it's in the enterprise zone, but it's clearly zoned residential. It's on the same map. You can't point to this map, but anyway, I don't know. I see that helping and confusing.
How about having both? Because I see the downside of what you're saying. It makes logical. I like what you said. Put the code reference right there, and then maybe have an additional one to give them that overlay. So let's say a third map that is this with that combined for a third map. I don't know. But I think if you did at least the code, that would is a step forward in trying to continue to inform the public.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, if they turn that over, I think it's pretty clear, but read the second page, but it's definitely an issue we've had. People will twist things for their benefit the best they can. Call me, then call Ryan, then call the mayor.
Yep. And when you call the mayor, you say, Eric said.
I'd like to see at least the code there, and that's a step forward. And does anybody have any more questions about it or comments with regards to the enterprise zone?
I think it covers what we wanted it to cover, and I don't see a lot of that has changed. In fact, there may be some areas where we want to extend it on up 40.
Yep.
But at this point, I think we can just adopt what we have. They have the maps already. It should be a pretty easy thing for our economic developer, the county, to push through.
I agree.
Once it's approved.
Maybe in the future we'll look at rearranging and or what the stipulation is, but I know that we either have to approve it this evening or we're going to lose the right to administer that to in our town. So not administer it, but to have it there. John, do you have any other questions or comments about that before I read the resolution?
No, I think you're good.
Anybody here? Okay, so I will move on to item number two for the approval. I'll read the resolution first. Town of Daniel, Utah, Municipal Resolution number DR 2020-12-22. December 22nd, 2020, effective date December 22nd, 2020. Short title, Resolution Authorizing Application for the Renewal of State-Sponsored Enterprise Zone. Resolution, whereas Danieltown in Wasatch County desires to encourage and to promote the creation of jobs and sustainable wage within the town, and whereas the state of Utah, by and through the Governor's Office of Economic Development, empowers and authorizes rural counties to create an enterprise zone, and whereas said zones are established to encourage community investment in the industrial and commercial districts of towns to stimulate and strengthen economic development, individual job growth, and competitive wage, and whereas Danieltown deems such involvement as an investment in its future and important to the continued growth, well-being, and economic strength of the town, and as an integral component to create employment and living wage opportunities in the town. Now, therefore, it is hereby resolved by the Town Council, the legislative body of Daniel, Utah, that Daniel intends to seek approval from the Governor's Office of Economic Development for the renewal of said enterprise zone by adopting said application and hereby approves the same as attached hereto. With that being read, any questions? And Cheryl, entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we accept the resolution, the DR 2020-12-22.
Okay, we have a first.
As stated.
Okay, I second that.
We have a first and a second. Any last discussion? All in favor, roll call, starting with you, John.
John, aye.
Chip, aye.
Eric, aye.
And since the other council members were not able to attend this evening, they will abstain, so the motion carrier, the resolution carries, and we'll move forward. Item number three, approval of council council meeting minutes, December 22nd, 2020. Do you want to fill out a few names and have that, Mary, or how should we do that?
I'll just fill in what needs to be filled in so that we can send that with it.
Okay.
So all the motions, so all this filling completed.
Chair will entertain a motion that we would, being that it's very focused, that we'd be able to approve the minutes prior to sending, approve the minutes after approval. So I guess how do I word that? We're going to approve it a little bit later.
Well, we're going to approve it now, but I think it has to be in written form before we approve it.
Right.
That could be what?
You have to fill it out before we approve it. It has to be written in form before we approve it. So are you just putting in right on here? Is that what you're doing?
Can we have a tick?
We would just write that in here.
Okay.
On that meeting page?
John? Made the first, right?
Correct.
Seconded it. Here. Eric and John. Okay, so minute approval. I make a motion that we approve the minutes for December 22nd, 2020.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
And we have a second. Any other discussion? No? All in favor? Roll call with you, John, first.
John, aye.
Chip, aye.
Eric, aye.
Okay. Once again, the other council people are not here. Three were here. We carried the motion, so the resolution passed, and we will get that presented. And also, the council meeting. The meeting minutes also were approved and passed as well. So that's not going to be getting mixed up again. Any other last discussion before we adjourn? If not, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We have a first.
I'll second.
Then we have a second. All in favor? Aye. We'll start with you, John.
John, aye.
Chip, aye.
Eric, aye.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned.